A rare, freshly fallen meteorite has been recovered from a West Australian farm several hundred kilometres northeast of Perth. It was discovered by members of Curtin University's Desert Fireball Network with the help of some helpful stargazers and a bank of special outback cameras. Colin Cozier has the story.
Carol Redford, aka Galaxy Girl, is the founder of the Stargazers Club of WA. She spotted the meteorite falling through the sky last month.
So it was Halloween night. I was just sitting at home in the lounge room and caught a glimpse of the flash of light from the corner of my eye. It was beautiful, bright. So I immediately grabbed my smartphone and head outside. And the app is great. The Fireballs in the Sky app, you can tell the app where you're located and then roughly give it an idea of where you saw the meteor in the sky. So myself and three others recorded the same sighting.
From the information submitted through the app, scientists at Curtin University's Desert Fireball Network then looked at their network of skyward pointing outback cameras. With the date, time and location already known, they were quickly able to find pictures of the meteorite streaking through the sky. And from that, they had their clue about where it had landed.
Now, the way we do that is by tracking the fireball that these things make as they come through the atmosphere.
Phil Bland is Professor of Planetary Sciences at Curtin University and head of the Desert Fireball Network.
So this is the fourth one that the project's recovered. And with all of them, we've been within a couple hundred metres of the line that we predicted where it should have fallen on the ground.
Professor Phil Bland and his team travelled the 300 or so kilometres northeast of Perth and headed to the farm where they thought they'd find the meteorite. Team member Ben Hartig was there.
We're actually in the field that we found the meteorite in, but we didn't finish the field and we went, oh, it's getting late, we'll go and have a cooler night. We came back the next day and we started at the other end of the farm for some reason, and so we spent the morning looking in another paddock. And just before lunch, we thought we'd better finish off that field that we started yesterday, and it was actually in that field. And so we found it right before lunch. And it was right at the end of the field, so we pretty much thought we'd finished off that field, and we just, there we see this black rock, and I looked at it and went, that's not what I was expecting.
Was there an impact crater or anything like that?
Unfortunately not.
Professor Phil Bland says retrieving the meteorite so quickly after it fell means the rock is in good condition and scientifically valuable.
It's just over a kilo in size. It kind of looks like, you know, it's a big, heavy, dark rock. It's a type called a chondrite, which is a type of meteorite that has not been cooked up enough to melt. So it can give us some information about that period of early solar system history. And we're hopeful, because we managed to get it in a very clean way, in a quite pristine way, we're hopeful that we can kind of, you know, find some maybe quite soluble elements or minerals in there, or volatile minerals that can tell us about water and organics in the early solar system.
That's Curtin University's Professor Phil Bland and the head of the Desert Fireball Network, ending Colin Cozier's report.